26th Perek of Kehilim, 5th Mishnah. Elu Oiros Tamei Midras. These are the hides that are Tamei Midras. Ol Shechisha V'lov L'Shatiach. He planned to use this as some type of mat, carpet. Ol Sekortia. That's something that tanners wear when they're processing the hides. They have an apron out of leather. Berkatoblia. One is that they used to cover beds with this, some leather covering. Or hachamar, the or hakatan. Yeah, or hachamar is they put it on the donkey. The donkey driver puts it on his when he's riding the donkey, and the katan is some people that work with. Flax, they also cover their garments with this piece of leather to protect the garments. Or hakataf, somebody who carries things on his shoulders also puts a piece of leather on his shoulders to protect them. Or haroife, or harisa, or that a doctor also covers his hands with so they shouldn't get dirty with all the different medicines that he's preparing. Var harisa, that's a baby cradle they covered up with, or also to protect the baby inside. Or halev shel cotton, they put on a piece of leather up in front of the by the heart of, you know, on the chest of a little baby, so that animals shouldn't bite him. Or a kar or a keses, leather for a pillow and a mattress. All of the above are midras because they were used for, aside from wearing them, that they would sit on them also or lay down on them. Or hasaruk, or hasoyrek. Saruk is a certain type of people that make combs. They would wear. They put this on their laps when they were working, or people that would comb out flax. Rabbi Lezer, midras chamam v'tomei meis. Here it was used to hold the different things they were working with, but there was a machlekes whether it was also or enough used for sitting on to be considered midras, or it was only its primary use was not for sitting on, and therefore it's not a tomei meis.